quiet morning in Bombay on Newfoundland's west coast. I'm about to set off to visit three people that I've come to know quite well during my time here. Collectively, they have over 100 years experience fishing and farming in this region. Ernie Decker has been fishing out of Bakersbrook for 40 years. Mansell Halfyard has been gardening in Woody Point for over 50 years. Marcia Crocker lives in Trout River with her husband and two young sons, where she fishes and farms. This is their story about why they do these things, what it means to them, and the desire to stay in their communities, and the hope for a vibrant future in farming and fishing.
I started fishing about 40 years ago, I'd say. And well, back then, I guess it wasn't much to do other than fish, right? Well, my father fished, so that kind of enticed me into it, right? Growing up around the fishery, I guess. That's what brought me into it, right?
Hey!
Come on in. How are you doing?
Mansell, you've been gardening here in Woody Point for nearly 60 years. Can you tell me about that?
That's my belief in a garden. See, one time in Newfoundland, everybody had a garden.
Come on, geese! Come on!
Marcia, how did you get started fishing and farming here in Trout River?
I guess the farming is something that I've been involved with all my life. My parents had animals all my life.
When I was young, we had the goats, poor man's cow.
It's just something that we've always done. It's not something we have to do. It's just something that we enjoy doing. It's sort of our pastime. The fishing aspect of it, I guess, again, started with my husband. My father wasn't a fisherman. He worked in the fish plant. My husband was a fisherman prior to us being together, and when we actually did start out, then we started to buy in a bit of equipment and things, and he'd fished with his brother, and about maybe 4 years ago we actually purchased our own fishing license.
Just to wake up in the morning to the quiet of the cold.
Ernie, can you describe your fishing grounds at Bakersbrook for me?
We fished here for pretty much all my life there, right? Yeah. I know the area really well, yeah. I know where all the types of fish are, right? Different species I know where I go to catch them, right? Right now, lobster, and well, we go to crab, and right, it's all different dips and stuff like that, right? The water, right? I pretty much got to grow up there, live by it, and know where it's at, right? Right now, yeah.
Oh, I made cake there this morning.
You made cake yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, over here, yeah.
Pancakes make a man. What you've got is really in demand. Dish it all with the expert hands. Start the band to play.
Ernie, can you take me through your fishing season this
year? Yeah, well, we started the spring with crab, April 11, 2012. We only had a small crab quota of 3,000 pounds, right?
A new fishery that began after the cod moratorium of 1992. We looked at other species that could help supplement the income of fishermen, and crab was one of them. So from the crab, then we move into the lobster season.
I think we got around $4 a pound this year, right? For lobster, right? It was down, right? And we sold lobsters for about 30 years at about $5.50, $6 a pound, right? After the lobsters, we went into a halibut fishery, 24-hour fishery. Did they say, well, we got so small quota. Quota's so small, right? So that's all we could get for it. This year, they open on gale force winds.
Gale warning in effect. Wind north 25 knots, increasing to north 35 early this evening.
They're forced out non-safe conditions. Well, in no other profession would that happen.
People got out there then in a gale of wind trying to retrieve their gear and get back home safely. With the time restraints, I know my crew had to cut their gear and leave it on bottom and come on with what they had, because it was just so bad they couldn't stay and haul. They had to turn around 2 days later when the wind went down and go back and release $4,000 worth of fish.
Weed fish, mackerel, herring, codfish, lobster, whole seal. Everybody eats seal.
What did you do with the seal? Did you use the oil for anything?
Oh, yes. My mother made donuts with the fat, rendered it out. She rolled them in with sugar. Well, you see, weren't they good? One of the same as the ones you buy at Tim Hortons.
So then, the cod, with the reduction in the overall quota, it's got a devastating impact on fish harvesters, because, you know they got to do without less and less every year.
Which right now we get 50 cents a pound for, which is sort of unheard of. I know first when I became involved in the fishery, codfish was like 75, 80, a dollar.
So we had no other fisheries open July till September, right? So, and then we waited for the mackerel show up. But hopefully next year it'll be better, but we don't know that.
So what about next year? Are you gonna fish again?
But it's just gonna come a time, I see, in the future. Well, fishermen are not gonna be able to stay at it.
What about your kids? I mean, would you want them to get into it?
My kids love it on the water, and I'm hoping that with a lot of the new measures and things that are being implemented, and a lot of the new programs and things that are out there, and the way things are changing, that by the time my kids, which are still young, they're 6 and 12 right now, but by the time that they're old enough to think about their career and know what they want to do, that there might actually be that option for them to take over their father's enterprise and to continue.
Someone's going to have to catch it. Yeah.
90% of our food is imported. If they cut off the boats, trucks coming across the Gulf, we'd be in trouble. In a week, we'd have no food.
I can't imagine a time when there's not the inshore fishery and the animals.
I was born down by the water. It's here I'm gonna stay. I've searched for all the reasons why I should go away.
Like, to me, that's unfathomable that those things aren't gonna be here. Sort of go hand in hand.
My chances with those saltwater joys.
Now, man, that's a little wheat lie I told you. I never made that cake.
I was impressed, thinking you could bake cake.
Yeah. You said I missed me calling.
Get that oven piping hot, like you always do. Stir up all the pep you've got. Make some swing of roux. Yes, batter cake. Batter cake, bake a man. Mix your music with a rhythm pan.